Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities. Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Eric Damon with the National Guild of Hypnotists. Welcome to our show today. This is a special series that we're doing called Meet the Presenters. That's right. These folks are presenting at this year's NGH conference happening August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Marlborough, Massachusetts. We hope you'll join us.
Hello, everybody. This is Jeremy Bashan with the National Guild of Hypnotists, the Executive Director. And today's podcast, we are talking with upcoming NGH convention presenters. And today, Laura King joins me. And Laura, how are you doing this fine day?
I'm great. Happy to be here to share some of the things that we're going to talk about. So teach and
awesome. Fun. Awesome. Looking forward to, obviously, this is going to be our 38th convention, but celebrating 75 years of the NGH. So we're really excited to have a wonderful lineup and to all get together this August and celebrate 75 years of the NGH. So we can't wait. We're really looking forward to it.
I think this is my 25th year.
It probably is. Yeah. You've been one of our long time presenters and everybody, we always get great feedback from your courses. This year, you're going to be presenting two different courses. You want to let us tell us a little bit about what you'll be presenting?
Sure. I kind of put in some different things because I was teaching the same thing a lot. Last year, I ended up teaching Angela Ockeltree's classes and mine, so I've taught a lot. This year, I put in a roadmap for success for hypnosis practice. What I did that for, I kind of did it in... Now that I've thought it through a little bit more too, I have a successful practice and I'm now totally virtual, but I'm a little bit more of the old school versus so much of the internet selling all the programs, doing all the things. I do a little bit of that, but I still like my practice one-on-one. And that's what I was kind of decided to put a proposal in for, you know, some a simplification if someone just really wants to be in the field of one-on-one practice, this is what I do. Yep. And I kind of put that together as a foundation of some sort of balance. And I think you need that to start any other part of it.
Absolutely. Right.
The authenticity, the purpose of, you know, the clarification of getting the being a certified hypnotist, you know, whatever the modalities you add to that, give you the credentials, but you need the experience so that you know that when you have someone, you actually know what you're doing.
Absolutely. And this is a great, you know, especially for those who are just getting into the profession on, you know, which avenues to go. And you are a great mentor to many. So this is perfect for you to be teaching.
I'm excited too, because I kind of put together an outline. I thought what would be important, you know, and the type of hypnotist you want to be. I'm one of those that when I started, I did everything, you know, any subject matter. I still, you know, because I worked in the medical world for 10 years at Palm Beach Oncology, you know, 2 days a week. And then the rest of my practice, and I do a lot of sports. Now I add to it the life coaching and all the sports coaching.
Yeah, you work in a lot of different avenues, and I know you teach courses on sports. You also teach on learning in school aspects, and like you said, you've also had the medical background as well. So you are very well versed in a lot of different things. So putting all this together, you know, for people to follow, is going to be very helpful.
And I think too, you know, because there's so many ways of getting out there and advertising yourself or teaching or going around. I'm still going out there and speaking to groups. I'm still going to different locations, and I have a whole different venue of all those places that I've gone, but ways that you can do it to start handing out your cards the networking way.
Yes.
And I know we did years of COVID where we didn't do that. So we got really heavy into the internet promotion, which I still do that also. But I get more clients when I wear my shirt with Summit Hypnosis on it, Laura King, when I go and introduce myself. Everybody wants my card. And no matter where I am, I was in the airport flying to North Carolina and our flight was delayed. I think I made 4 new clients in the bar.
Yep, absolutely. And that's interesting you say that. That's always something that Dr. Damon has instilled over the years. He called it the elevator talk, right? So that's going to be Roadmap to Successful Hypnosis Practice, and that's on a 2-hour workshop on Saturday.
Yes, Saturday at 2:00.
Awesome. And you're also going to be teaching on Sunday morning, a 3-hour workshop. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I always put in something for sports. It is the mental training for athletes, 7 secrets to using hypnosis and NLP, how to unlock the client's potential and to elevate their performance. What I did is a lot of studies with all of my clients that when we go to do something, and especially in sports, the brain is implementing the unconscious competence and the unconscious confidence to do the personal best that person can do at that moment. What happens and what gets in the way are the gremlins, I call them. The negative concepts, the negative talk, the old hiccups, the old mistakes. We tend to focus on the mistake, not the outcome that we want. So my program is technically what I do with all my athletes. And I've worked with Olympians. I've worked with a Paralympic team. I work with a lot of course, equestrians, but I have lacrosse. I have pickleball too. I do a lot of pickleball now. Soccer. I'm across the board in sports. Tennis, you name it. But the equestrian world, I wrote the book Power to Win. And I ended up making that book into for golfers, tennis, and any sport. So golfers is on the list also. What I did is connecting the ability to figure out what the person needs to do. But really, as we know, as hypnotists, get rid of the limiting beliefs, get rid of their belief system that's not working for them at what they're doing, and how to implement that and transform any setbacks or any negative gremlins they have so they can have better performance. Like today, I had a couple of people yesterday. I'm getting text messages. I got a second. I got a first. I had a clear round, clean round. Thank you. You know, that's what I do. I help them. So what I like about teaching this process, to me, if you get an athlete really wants to improve. It's not, you're not coming in and hoping that they're going to do what you tell them to do. Because right. I really implement, they need protein for their brain, they need this, they need that. So what I know is the athlete is going to do their homework 9 out of 10 times, and they are repeat customers.
With this type of course, Laura, is this, would you say that basically this is for the athlete, no matter what sport they're in, it's to get that athlete in the correct mental preparation for any sport that...
Any sport.
You know, I mean, results are going to be your best referral as a hypnotist working with anything, really.
Yes.
And your results over the years have proven you're a wonderful hypnotist, a wonderful role model to up-and-coming hypnotists. And I can't wait to have you at the convention and have our attendees learn from you, Laura. We're really looking forward to it.
I like to really promote that I am a definite working one, because I still see 35 to 40 people a week, 50 weeks a year.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That is a working hypnotist. I practice what I teach, and I am what I teach.
You are walking the talk, my friend.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Laura, we can't wait to see you this coming August at the 2025 NGH convention. I know that our attendees will be wowed with your talks.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
Oh, you do as well.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. you're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.